Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to Islamic Upbringing. This is your host, Zainab. In this program, we try to answer your questions and queries you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Nakavi, who is an Islamic scholar and a faculty member at the Al-Mustafa University, Qom, Iran. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Professor, as we have been discussing a lot about teenage issues, in the previous episode, we talked about mental health issues, and towards the end of our episode, we said we can actually engage our teenagers into physical activities wherein which can actually help them to cope up with their mental stress, mental issues they're dealing with. Now, how important is to encourage healthy hobbies and interests for teenagers?
It's very important that, as we said previously also, all of these activities which we carry out in our daily lives, they should be all learning activities. As it is mentioned, this hadith of the Holy Prophet of Islam, that he says that "Utlubul ilma min al-mahd al-lahd," one should continue to learn from the cradle to the grave.
Yeah.
So that has to happen. As we have also said, that does not mean that you need to go to school all the time.
Yeah.
Many things we are learning outside school in an informal way.
Yeah.
So that learning is there all the time. So if we are engaged in activities which is going to teach us, make us learn, make us develop ourselves, the more we learn, the more we can be successful.
Right.
I mean, there are so many things Allah Almighty has created in nature, in the universe. We need to study them. So there are different hobbies through
right.
which we can learn about them. For example, our children are interested by nature, they're interested by scientific discovery, we need to support them, we need to help them to find suitable activities
right.
which are going to take them into nature for maybe hiking on the mountains or trekking or whatever, so activities concerned with nature.
Right.
We make them an activist. We guide them to becoming an activist who is working for the protection of nature.
Right.
For protection of the wildlife, for the protection
right.
of natural resources. I mean, so many things can be done by children can do a lot of things, and they need to be, they need to be motivated to do those things and carry out those things which are important. For example, you can make your children make an album of flowers, maybe collect
wow.
flowers and dry them up, and the children used
make
to do
an
that.
Album
of maybe coins album. You need to collect coins of the world.
Wow.
We used to do that when we were young. I still have a collection of coins from different countries.
Wow.
So that was a hobby, or stamp collection, for
uh-huh.
example. Now, I mean, nowadays, nothing of this sort is being done by our children.
Yeah.
There was stamp collection. Even postcards were being sent, as we say, in the previous times. People would go for an outing to a picnic or some other part of the world. They would send a postcard for their family members. Look, I've been to this place, and this is the postcard.
Yeah.
Well, nowadays, you're doing it on Facebook, maybe.
Okay.
But people would collect those postcards as memories of the past. So I mean, so many things can be done as hobbies, as pastimes, which can have an emotional and mental, effect on the well-being of a human being.
Right.
Being able to relate to nature, being able to relate to human beings, being able to relate with the family members in activities. For example, we sit together, play a game of, for example, Scrabble, or play a game of Monopoly or whatever. I mean, we're engaging, or Ludo, or maybe carom board, as we have in many countries in the subcontinent. We have this carom board, which we sit together about. So all these are activities for our leisure times, for our, free times. And this is very important.
Wherein we can engage our teenagers. Well, we'll discuss more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Professor Salman Nakavi, and we're discussing about teenage issues, especially the hobbies and pastime activities that we can encourage our teenagers to be doing. Yes, Professor.
So we can, make them go for sports activities, for swimming, for gymnasium, gymnastics, or any sort of games which we can, develop their
badminton,
different sports are there, even some martial arts are there, other, so many activities can be done. Unfortunately, the problem is, some of our children are very good at them, and they're not very good at academics. Sometimes there are people outside who do well in academics, but they're not there out in the society. So both have to be, as we mentioned before,
balanced.
So there are many pastimes, there are many hobbies. For example, you need to, as I said before, going into the nature, going into the woods, into the jungles, into visiting areas alongside the sea, the ocean, rivers. So this gives us the sense of belonging to nature, and going back to nature, and protecting nature, and taking care of it. And for example, when we go out for a picnic, we sit together in a garden. And then we teach our children, we're not supposed to litter the place. We need to, when we stand, go up and go away, before going away, we need to, pack our things properly. Any litter which is there, we should put it in the litter box.
Right.
And we teach our children to take care of those places. And for example,
And accordingly, we can actually take them back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the creation,
exactly.
The art.
One of the most important, beautiful ways of taking children to that natural fitra of the human beings, that we take them into nature and to talk about the signs of Allah Almighty, talk to them about the things in the skies, in the heavens, the stargazing, looking in the sky, finding the stars, finding the various zodiacs which are there. It's very interesting, and children sometimes love it. Or, for example, interacting with our elderly people, taking care of elderly people, visiting their homes, and helping them out.
Right.
Or poor people, finding people who are in need, people who are require. Nowadays, alhamdulillah, we find these social movements in the society which go out themselves and find people who are poor, then they collect funds and they make
help
them out. So this is a very important thing. I mean, so whether it's...
And teens, you're saying that teens got to be involved in
these activities. They need to be. They need to learn how to take care of the people who are...
living under the line.
Less fortunate people of our society,
right.
Or the elderly people. There are so many elderly people whose children, whose offspring don't take care of them. And unfortunately, that's a part of the mechanical world that is getting up, which is being set up today. In the past, we had joint family systems, and even in many countries of the Indo-Pak subcontinent, we have joint families.
Right.
People don't throw out their grandparents.
Right.
They live with them. But unfortunately, in the Westernized societies,
we have old homes now.
Right. We have old people's homes.
Right.
So these are problems.
We'll discuss more on that, Professor, with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "Teach your children swimming and archery."
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Professor Salman Naqvi, and we are discussing a very important topic, how to encourage your teenagers into good hobbies and pastimes, and some of the very, very interesting and very rare kind of pastimes and hobbies have been discussed by Professor Salman Naqvi so far. Yes, Professor.
And we need to, as I said, take them towards things which we can help people. Or even, for example, that we live in a society where the government is not taking care of the hygiene.
Soundings.
So you need to set up a volunteer force to clean up your neighborhood, for example. Or there are people who have problems at home. They need getting repairs done are so expensive. You can go and help them and make repairs to their homes. There's a door broken. There's a lock broken. You need to help them, assist them into, repairing that. They have a pump, water pump, something. You can repair that. So we need our children to learn skills and techniques to take care of repairs at home. For example, they learn how to manage electrical appliances. They need.
Right.
They learn how to, do the electrical wiring, do the plumbing.
Right.
So many things can be taught to our children as technical issues, as vocations, which they can, benefit from themselves. They always don't need to call a plumber. They don't need to call, for example, an electrician.
Right.
They can do it on their own.
On their own.
So they can go out and help others. And if this is done in Islamic societies, especially in Islamic societies around the mosque, around the masjid should become, the mosque should become the center of these activities.
Exactly.
So this is what Islam wants, that the center...
Which used to be there in the time.
Which used to be there, exactly. So... even the wall call was given from the masjid, because when
right.
you say mihrab,
right.
the mihrab is where the imam stands and leads the prayers
exactly.
or delivers the sermon.
Sermons.
That is the mihrab, and that is from harb. Harb is a place from where the call for war was given. So the mosque occupied the central place in Islamic society, in the Islamic neighborhood. And all these activities, if they are carried out by the teens around this, then
right.
their connection with Allah Almighty and the duty towards mankind will, come in
get
together.
Get even stronger.
Yes.
Yeah. And our youth can actually get engaged into much better activities.
Exactly. So they can interconnect these activities with their responsibility towards Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty says that He wants people to work for people. He doesn't want He doesn't require our services. Our praying, offering prayers is not for Him, is there for us, they are for our benefit.
Right.
And He wants us to, when He calls us to the mosque, He wants society to interact with each other.
Exactly.
The congregational prayers is just an excuse to get people together.
Right.
To work together, to live together.
To know each other,
to solve each other's problems. So the society in an Islamic state, an Islamic community, is based around Allah's connection.
Right.
That is the mosque.
So
that is very important, that our pastimes and hobbies, our children, should be brought to the mosques and carried out from there.
Right. Hobbies are actually great distractions from the worries and troubles that plague our daily living. And we should be encouraging our children to be having very interesting hobbies and pastimes, as Professor Salman Akhavi already suggested. Thank you so much, Professor, for being with us and suggesting so beautiful hobbies. And thank you so much to our listeners who were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way